Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, comic book fans and fans of superherodom around the world. We're broadcasting live from the Paragon Radio News Satellite, of a high orbit around the Earth, of an altitude of 300.15 feet above sea level tonight. I'm your host, Pogo Man. This is Paragon Radio. It's Monday night. It's 6:35 p.m. And let's just get to it, folks. And along with me tonight is my co-host. He's mad. He's a Viking. He's mad Viking.
And we're down to the final 72 hours to see where Pogo Man will play when it is time for the ExtraLife.org event. We now go live to the man himself, Pogo Man.
Well, here we are, folks. Traffic seems to be steady. Oh, my God. Oh, no. A truck full of turkeys has smashed into a truck full of pigs. Pigs and turkeys smashed all over the highway. Oh, no. It's horrible, I tell you. Turkeys and pigs all over the highway.
Well, we're not there yet, but, yeah, it is coming.
Thursday, which is actually Veterans Day of all days. Can you imagine? I didn't realize it was going to be Veterans Day. It is Veterans Day. Yes. Thursday it begins. Hours to be determined. I thought I was going to do 2 to 8 all 4 days. But I was talking to my mom on the phone, and she said something to me. She goes, based on the schedule and conflict, she goes, you promised you were going to make dinner for us that night.
Yep.
I was like, yeah. And it was like, you promised we were going to eat dinner about 6. Like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. So we might have to split this up into 2, or I might have to start earlier that day.
All right.
Or something. I don't know. We're going to have to play this one by ear or something. I don't know. I didn't want to start too early on the first day. I want to do something like in primetime hours, you know, for the first day to get a lot of, you know. Anyway, it's going to be on the Twitch.tv channel. I wanted to do something. I'm hanging at my stepsister's house till Wednesday night evening. Tomorrow or tonight, I wanted to practice on Star Wars The Old Republic. I haven't done anything with my Twitch TV channel in a while. I wanted to practice later on tonight just with that, you know, just recording and seeing how it works, how it comes out, you know, later on, just doing something with that for a little bit. Because obviously, you know, promising we're going to do something with that, I better be able to record.
Yeah. Whoopsie.
Yep. And as you noticed at the beginning of the show, there wasn't the usual whistle. As I was packing up, it seems every time I come over here and I could do a show, I always forget to pack the whistle. I think I should just get a pack of those whistles and just leave them in my computer bag. Because we went over to Party City today. They don't have them. We went to a couple of stores. They don't have them. And for some reason, their excuse was, well, because of COVID. Like, what?
The whistle
have a pack
causes
them,
COVID?
No, they're afraid that people are going to pop them open and, you know, start using them. It's like, keep them behind the register. Good Lord. What? And do I got to think of these things for you people?
That's a brilliant idea. I wish I had thought of that, Davey.
Damn, I mean, I don't
know. All right.
I was shocked. Just shocked when I heard these things.
Like I said, for those who do not know what's going on, Like I said, like we said, from November 11th to November 14th, Pokemon will be doing his 24 hours with theextralife.org. And we made a little thing. The game, when you make a donation, say which game you wanted him to be on, City of Heroes or Champions. And the one that has them, or
I could even do Star Wars The Old Republic if you like.
Okay. And the one that donates.
Go ahead. We're trying to simplify it. City of Heroes or Champions Online are the two camps. So.
Mm-hmm. And the one that donates the most out of this one gets it. And at the moment, with less than 72 hours to go, with a $50 lead, is City of Heroes.
That's right. $50 separates the lead. You could change that lead or add to it by donating money. And, okay, now that I've said that, I am going to post the link in both games right now. I will start off. I will post in the Coalition chat, and I will post in broadcast. I will post in several channels over here in City of Heroes. Where did it? Oh, there it is. Okay.
Oof. And we will
and
find
also,
out.
Also, oh, during the weekend, I'm sorry, during the weekend, I will also, if I could do a permanent, you know, have it on the screen, I will find a way to do that as well. I think that'll be a cool thing to have it on the bottom of the screen. Dawn, yeah, Dawn Radio. I think it'd be good to have it on the Dawn, you know, in the Dawn Radio chat as well. That's
right.
Over here in City of Heroes. Hold on, that's for City of Heroes. Now, to be fair, let's go over and do it in Champions Online. Dawn Radio channel gets it. Let's see, where else? Local channel. Get it. Let's see, where else we should put that. Sorry, I'm just trying to think here. Trying to think where else. Dawn Radio, local. What other chat groups over here?
That's pretty much what I can think of.
That's it. Okay, so local and Dawn Radio. Okay. Okay. Oh. Okay. And while we have it right here, I said over here before that. Okay. Champions Online. Wear your Sentai costumes tonight. And, of course, everybody responded, I'm wearing my gold leader outfit. Gold leader Sentai is here. Alan is wearing his blue leader Sentai. Mordicus is wearing his black leader Sentai with the skull in the front. Ava Wrigley, representing the Monsoon's Pizza Party Pals, wearing pink leader Sentai. And that's what we have so far. So, if you are a member of the super cool, super duper uber mega, better than everything else, including the Avengers, Fantastic Four, X-Men, and the Justice League combined Sentai Force Squad, come on down. We're up in the WCOC studios of Millennium City on Champions Online. Come on down and represent your colors. Represent the squad. And hang out till 8 o'clock tonight. Why? Because we'd love to see you.
Sentai Squad, sponsored by the Pogo Pogo Super Duper Happy Old Fun Time Radio Program.
Hi. Thank you. Very good. Hello. Thank you. Hello. Thank you. Hello. Thank you. Hello. Thank you. Enough! Okay. And over here on City of Heroes on the Excelsior server on the steps of City Hall, we have yours truly, Pogoman. Mad Viking, jamming out, playing air guitar because she has earbuds in. We have Jawa Juice from Headaches. Henchies Many Alts. Okay. Or Henchies Many Alts. There you go. And Clock Queen Penny Yin. Oh, no, the Clock King got her. Transformed her into the Clock King. And Henchy disappeared. Or I don't know if Henshi's going to, you know, log in as Henshi, as Henshi's many alts. Or maybe I insulted Henshi. I'm sorry, I didn't get that. I'm sorry. There was a smudge on my glasses. I'm sorry, Henshi. I didn't get it. I'm sorry. Come back to us. Okay, hold on. I'm trying to turn. Okay. And if you're hanging out in either game, listening to the show, come on down and join us. Oh, hold on. In the general chat in Champions Online. I'm sorry, City of Heroes. Oral, good lord, Oral. There's going to be a costume contest in Atlas Park, under the statue, judged by yours truly, Oral. First place gets 50 million influence and purples. Second place gets 25 million. Come see if you have what it takes.
I guess it's sharks, just... Do we get sharks with lasers on their freaking heads?
No. Because all the sharks with friggin' lasers. Do you know who has them?
Who has them?
The super duper uber mega better than everything else, including the Avengers, Fantastic Four, X-Men, and the Justice League combined Super Sentai Squad. Sentai Four Squad. That's what they use to trade. That's their transforming mechas.
Also sponsored by the Pogo Pogo Super Duper Happy Fun Time Old Time Radio Program.
Hi. Hero, thank you. Hero, Zombat! That's their mech. That's their mechs. Holy shit.
If you are new to the show, if you're new to the show, that last part was created by one of our listeners of way past Emmy.
But
we were thinking about coming up with a new name when we were changing it to from Save COH to something else. And she introduced the Pogo Pogo Super Duper Happy Fun Time Old Time Radio Program.
We might have to change it again because, you know, well, think about it. It's Paragon Radio, but we're in two different cities. Paragon Radio, we're in Paragon City and Millennium City. And some people think when we talk about Paragon Radio, we're talking about this game called Paragon, which I've never heard of.
There's a game called Paragon?
Yeah, I was like, what? Somebody wrote to me about it, asking me about the rules for Paragon. I'm like, dude, it has nothing to do with that. We play this game called City of Heroes, and it's played in Paragon City. That's why it's called Paragon Radio. He goes, huh? What?
All right, let's see what they're talking about here. It's another version of... Think Fortnite.
Fortnite, Smortnite. The coolest thing about Fortnite is they did this crossover of Batman, and I got a code that you could get some Batman skins for your stuff. Yes, I did.
Okay, well, I got a little news, especially if for those who get comics direct from the supply chain.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you did not do this around November 6th, and now ransomware attacks hit the key parts of comic supply chain. One of the comic book's primary distributors of print comics is currently affected by a ransomware attack that began on November 6th.
Oh,
Diamond Comics Distributors' main website has been down since Friday, and according to information circulated out of the company, some other systems remain down. Ransomware attacks. They're a soft-based computer technique in which third parties gain access to private data, restrict access to it by its owners unless a ransom is paid. It has caused severe attacks not just for business owners, but for general public as well as for hospitals, schools, fuel supplies, even city governments. While the website is down, the retail service website remains online. It's currently functioning. They go on to state that the comic book shop's data and financial information was not stored on the affected system, have not been compromised. But yeah, I would not go to that website until you get the all clear.
My goodness, Alan, the language.
Mm-hmm.
No, Alan, the language Alan is using about Fortnite. Alan says Fortnite. I'm going to censor this. Alan says Fortnite is bleeping dumb and overrated, and he didn't say bleeping. Tisk, tisk, Alan, you're a Sentai Squad member. Tisk, tisk.
Might be
well
the sequel of the Guardians. It's like, welcome to the Guardians of the Galaxy. Freaking Guardians of the Galaxy.
And he didn't say
freaking.
Exactly. Well, shuck my corn, Alan. So, the Blood Moon event is over, and I finally got an item I have long been waiting for.
And that is?
Well, it is often accompanied by a whistle, and it's somewhat semi-transparent. Ava goes, good gravy, referring to Alan. It's semi-transparent, and it's often accompanied by a loud whistle.
Okay, you got me on this one.
Sometimes you need a ticket.
The brain is not working, if you haven't noticed yet.
Sometimes you will hear a gentleman asking you to board it.
A train?
Yes.
You got a train?
Fine. Yeah, I got the Spectre, what is it called? The Spectral Engine.
Oh, okay, on Champions. All right.
Champions, yeah. Well, the Blood Moon event, it's not in... I said the Blood Moon event.
Well, it was also in a lockbox. No, because I have still the old lockboxes in question on my other tune.
No. Well, I have it. Now I just need to get 3 weapons, 2 defensives, and 2 supports for it.
I still hold on to those old lockboxes, mainly because... You can now easily get the Legion gear when you open them.
I still have so many lockboxes in my shared account, it's not funny. I'm like, man, if I had keys, if I could get keys for every lockbox I have in my shared account, man, I couldn't tell you. Although I'm responding to Dave, I know it's late, but... Alan. Where is he learning this language from? I know where he's learning this language from. He wears orange and he's not here. He has a long beard.
All right.
All right. No, the silliness. Yeah, right. Who am I kidding? Enough of the silliness. Oh, they're lining up for the costume contest. They're lining up.
I will be checking in time by time to see if there's any change. We're still holding at 5:25. I will say this. It's saying it was just $50, but it's better than the 1 year where the decision was made for only $5. That was like, what, 2-3 years ago?
Okay, I just told the CC over there, I just announced on broadcast, I'll announce the winners of the CC on air. What was that now? I'm sorry.
I was saying, As of now, $50 is making the difference between City of Heroes and any other game, which is still better than the $5 from like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, true.
But let's see. I've just finished checking, and I have nothing for updates on my side.
Me neither. Nothing of that, but I do have updates news-wise. Well, not updates. I have news-wise.
All right.
Let's see. Interesting news from Jason Momoa. I just want to bring this up really quickly. NFL fan. Big news this week. Aaron Rodgers. I came out that he was never vaccinated for COVID. And the big news with that is they've had COVID protocols in place for, what, a year and a half, 2 years now? How could you not be vaccinated when everybody's supposed to be vaccinated? Well, his girlfriend's a holistic medicine person, and she's created her own vaccine. Aaron, enough of this shit. When he was going to have the Olivia Munn, I don't remember what happened, but you used her as the excuse for that. Then something happened. He used his parents as the excuse. And now this, you're using your girlfriend as the excuse. You're a grown-ass man, multiple-time MVP of the league. Come on. Roll up. Stop this shit. My stepsister is a huge Aaron Rodgers fan. And even she says he's at fault for this. So now, okay, enough of that. Jason Momoa reveals he tested positive for COVID-19. Now, this goes back to last Tuesday. Obviously, I can't read this because the show's Monday. So between shooting Aquaman and The Lost Kingdom and making promotional rounds for both Dune and the new season of Apple TV Plus's C, the last few months have been, it's okay, a whirlwind for Jason Momoa. Unfortunately, he has to take it easy for a bit. In a new series of Instagram stories via Entertainment Weekly, Momoa announced that he recently tested positive for COVID-19. According to Momoa, he contracted the virus while attending the London premiere of Dune last month. Momoa didn't say whether he was vaccinated against COVID-19. Regardless, Momoa insisted that he's, quote-unquote, doing fine and revealed that he's currently isolating at home alongside his roommate, pro skateboarder Eric Ellington. He also thanked fans for all their love and support. Momoa was already in the United Kingdom to work on the highly anticipated Aquaman sequel, which he started filming in July. EW's report doesn't mention if Warner Brothers plans on shutting down production until Momoa makes a full recovery. However, COVID isn't the first setback he's faced while filming his next go-around. As Arthur Curry, during a virtual appearance on The Ellen Show last month, Momoa shared that he has already sustained multiple injuries during the shoot, including a hernia and dislocated ribs. Obviously, now, as you know, Dune is now playing in theaters and streaming on HBO Max, and obviously it's a great movie. It sets up the second one, and Aquaman and The Lost Kingdom will arrive on December 16th, 2022. Gotta wait another year, kids. Sorry. So sorry.
We're waiting and waiting and waiting.
Waiting and waiting next year. So Mr. Bones sets his eyes on Blue Valley and Stargirl season 3 teaser. So a few hours and a week ago, Stargirl ended its second run following an epic clash between the JSA and Eclipso shortly after airing the season 2 finale. The CW already released 2 clips from what's coming next in season 3. The first one features Courtney and her family ready to have breakfast before someone rings at the door. Surprise, surprise. And it seems that the new neighbors are none other than Sportsmaster Tigress and their daughter Artemis. Apparently, the former Injustice Society members have reinvented themselves and are ready to put villainy aside. Or at least, so it seems. The second clip features a closer look at the next big villain in Blue Valley. Next season, the JSA will have a lot on its plate as Mr. Bones visits their hometown. In the show, it will be up to Rick and Morty alum Keith David to voice the bad guy. This upcoming role will be hardly the first time David has dived into the superhero-related world. His past credits include dubbing Solovar in The Flash, Agent Mosley in Spider-Man, the new animated series, the titular character in Todd McFarlane's Spawn, and more. The CW has yet to announce an official release date for Stargirl Season 3. However, it will likely debut somewhere in summer 2022. They did this thing, and this season, the season three theme will be frenemies. After they do that thing with a knock on the door and they show them, Stargirl, frenemies, 2022. Like, damn it. You can do whatever with their, so I'm hoping maybe it'll be a little bit sooner, but nope. Okay. Hawkeye, series producer, reveals which comics were most influential. Before the end of the month, the only original member of the Avengers not to have a solo movie is getting his series as Hawkeye lands at Disney Plus. Its story loosely adapts the 2012 comic book arc teaming Clint Barton and Kate Bishop, created by Matt Fraction and David Aja, and fans should spot plenty of references to that iconic work. The Fraction-Aja style and tone is what we were really gravitating towards. Hawkeye executive producer Trin Tran said, while talking with EW, once they encounter each other and go off on this journey together, there's so much they can bounce off each other. The show will officially introduce Kate Bishop in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Bishop, portrayed by Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse and Bumblebee alum Haley Steinfeld, will likely take over the mantle of Hawkeye. To better prepare for the role, Steinfeld spent many hours watching actors and professional archers shoot arrows, though actually taking it up was a different matter. Ultimately, she dedicated herself body and soul to master the skill. I wanted the archery to be second nature by the time I got out to Atlanta to shoot, but the first time we met, Jeremy was like, listen, you're going to get there, and you're not even shooting a real arrow. It's all CGI, she said. But I was still grateful to have the mechanics down. Disney Plus will release the first two episodes of Hawkeye on Thursday, November 24th.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
She's just going to do the motions of archery?
And that's bullshit. Look, I was 11 years old and I was shooting bows and arrows. I was getting bullseyes. Come on, bitch. Pick it up and shoot it. Like, I mean it.
Well, you know.
Okay.
In a way, I'll give a little bit of credit because if you've seen the new techniques of archery, for some strange reason, they want you to pull the string and have it touch the center of your lips, and you push
that's
it aside. I'm like,
guess what?
What the heck is that?
Guess what?
What?
That's the old technique.
I've never seen that in my life. And we're talking two brothers who were in the Boy Scouts. I was in the Cub Scouts in upstate New York, you know.
Did you shoot back then?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, I never held it to my lips. I always pulled it back. I'm trying to think. I never held it to my mouth either. But you know, as a matter of fact, I never even had a targeting sight on mine. Like, you know, when I watched the Olympics, they have all these weights, that targeting scale.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is all that shit?
Yeah, I didn't have that either.
Oh, it's regulation, blah, blah, blah. I was like, why don't you just put a laser scope on there? And holy crap.
It's like,
oh,
we're having fun hitting the target, you know, as much as we can.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, we tried it this way. Let's try some of the moves we've seen in the movies here. All right, the horizontal one. Okay, yeah. Because the idea of
you know
what? The ellipse, all I could think of is one bad move and
hold on. My can I ask, what happened to your lip? Why is your lip hanging off? Well, you see there, the Olympic team said he's got to hold it to his lip. And what happened was he slipped. And half a zip went hanging off there. We need to stitch on.
That's the only thing I can think of when I see that. I go like, one bad move and ow.
Yeah, one slip and there goes half a zip. But no, there was a combat archer. And he said he read like old documents and old scrolls from the Middle Ages. And he was showing like archers who like were in hand-to-hand combat with their bows and their arrows and things like they were jumping off boxes in the combat and they had like three arrows knocked and they would shoot point blank into a crowd of people.
Mm-hmm.
So like the whole thing with Legolas, how he would take a whole bunch of arrows and shoot them. It's like, it's not that uncommon. It's based off like, you know, some kind of reality. Cause it's like, yeah, if you find these books, it's like they were there and they would train, you know, medieval archers would train like that. They would have like 3 to 5 arrows in their hand, knocking on the string and they wouldn't shoot for range. It was like, basically they would jump into a crowd and in the air, they would pull back and they would just shoot. I was like, huh? Okay, cool. See, I was heavily into archery when I was a kid, and the reason we stopped, the place closed down, or they moved. We just thought they closed down. We were pissed that they closed down. Because I was really good, and I was into it. I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
And I will say this, if you don't keep practice, well, there's a difference. Because when I moved back up to New York, I go down to the basement, and I see the oldest brother's old archery bow, and it's still strung. I'm like, oh, and I'm feeling the weight. I'm going like, I always wanted to shoot this thing, but, you know, I was, and then I tried to pull it. It was not going to go. I wanted it to. It felt like it, but I knew I was doing it wrong.
Well, I thought it was funny because my nephew, about 8 years ago, my sister, my brother-in-law, they got my nephew a compound bow with all this shit on it.
Yeah.
And he had poor, and I was watching him. He had all these poor tendencies, and I'm trying to correct him. He didn't want to listen to me because he never saw me shot. My sister pulled him aside and says, you know, your uncle used to shoot when he was a kid. When he was younger than you, and he was very good. Listen to him. And they explained to him, yeah, he used to shoot all the time until the place closed down. We couldn't find another place. And he said, what about the place in Patchogue? Well, that was before I hurt both shoulders. You know, I had pinched nerves and herniated disc in my neck and both shoulders. I can't shoot anymore. But they're like, trust me, listen to what he's saying. You know, and they're trying to tell him, listen to him, ask him questions, ask him to teach you. And he didn't want, because he goes, well, I never saw him shoot. Like, oh my God, just, you know, well, here the recurve, it's different. No, it's the same principle. Just ask him to teach you. For God's sakes. No.
I was saying, I remember when I was growing up here, he's like, if you can string the bow, then you'll be able to shoot the bow. I'm going like, I unstring this bow, it'll never be put back on right.
No, 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 you can't unstring a compound bow. No, no. If you could string a recurve bow, yes.
But yeah, that's a recurve, what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You can't do it. No. They're talking about a compound. Okay. This article here is very interesting because I watched a video about this, a more in-depth video. This here is Matt Smith confirmed he almost had a role in Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. It doesn't go in depth as a video I saw. So I'm going to read it, and then we're going to get more into it, and it's going to shock you people what they were discussing afterwards. So hold on. So here it is. All right, so following his three seasons on Doctor Who, Matt Smith has also joined a few other franchises, including parts in Terminator Genesis, Morbius, and next year's House of the Dragon, which is a prequel to Game of Thrones series on HBO. And now we have official confirmation that he was this close to visiting the Star Wars universe as well. Now, in 2018, Variety reported that Smith booked a key role in Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. However, when the film finally hit theaters the following winter, he was nowhere to be found. This led to a great deal of speculation about who Smith was going to play in the movie. But during a recent appearance on Josh Horowitz's Happy, Sad, Confused podcast, Smith confirmed that his character, What a Surprise, from Kathleen Kennedy, was cut before he got to shoot any actual footage. We were close to me being in it, but then it just never quite happened, said Smith. I think the thing they were thinking of me for, eventually the part became obsolete and they didn't need it, so I never got to be in Star Wars. So Josh Howard says, remember those reports of Matt Smith was going to be in The Rise of Skywalker? He told me his role was a big deal, representing a, now this is the important part, a big shift in the history of the Star Wars franchise. Who was he going to play? Okay. Many rumors peg Smith as the original choice for Rey's father. I'm going to tell you now, no. Which also would have made him Emperor Palpatine's clone slash son. No. Unfortunately, Smith remained tight-lipped when asked if this was the case, but he did tease that his character would have been game-changing for the franchise. Yes. That's me saying yes, because I know the answer. After this came out, I cannot possibly say, continued Smith, I cannot possibly say, but it was a pretty groovy thing. Oh, yes. Like, it was a really groovy part and concept. Oh, my God. Wait till you hear this one. It was a big thing. Pretty big. Oh, yeah. It was like a big story detail, like a transformative Star Wars story detail. But it never quite got over the line. Okay. So they're talking about it, right? Podcast. And he's dropping major hints that it would have changed the history of Star Wars. And it has to do with the history of Emperor Palpatine. Okay, it would have altered the major history of Emperor Palpatine.
Okay.
So this guy who's watching the video is trying to think about it. All right. And he came up with a conclusion, and a lot of people agreed and got back to him and agreed that this is what would have happened. What's the one story that Darth Sidious, tells Anakin Skywalker, the big story he tells him?
I'm your father? No.
No, the big story he tells him. Yeah. Do you know the story of?
No, blanking out at the moment.
All right. Do you know the story of Darth Plagueis?
Darth, for a moment I thought you said Darth Plagueis in Vegas.
No, Darth Plagueis. How he could alter the midichlorians in his body to restore life, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then Darth City, his apprentice, was so masterful, he killed Darth Plagueis, and he's sitting there with a smirk, feeling, okay, we get it. You're the one who killed him, right? What if during that fight, he didn't die thing where they could transfer their, where the Sith supposedly can alter their, can transfer their essence into other bodies.
Yeah.
What if during that fight, Darth Plagueis didn't die? He transferred his essence into Darth Sidious's body.
All right.
So this whole time, that's not Palpatine. This has been Darth Plagueis this whole time.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? So what they're saying is Matt Smith was going to, in a flashback, was going to play a young Darth Sidious. And during the flashback, find out that Plagueis is actually in Palpatine's body. So it's not Emperor Palpatine. It's Emperor Plagueis. Tell me that wouldn't have fucked with everybody's, like, holy
it
shit.
It would. It I'm would.
I'm sitting there just listening to this. I'm like, holy shit, are you kidding me? Okay, hold on.
There'll be a new Meeb song. Viva Darth Plagueis.
That's right. And hold on a minute. Just based on that reveal alone, if that happened. What? Goodness gracious. That has to get a... that has to get a...
All right.
So there you go. There you go.
There you go.
There you go. Welcome back. Yes. How quaint you come back just at that moment.
And right now I'm just thinking, see, nope, they haven't announced any winners yet.
Yeah, I just looked at it. Okay. You keep an eye on that. Okay. I have a bunch of updates here. So, okay. So, next up, we have something from Amazon Prime. Moraine, I can never say her name, is for the Wheel of Time series. She's getting ready in a new teaser for the Wheel of Time series. So after years of anticipation, Amazon's, the Wheel of Time series is officially less than a month away, which means Moraine Damodred is about to embark on her treacherous journey to save the world. Ahead of the show's premiere, the streaming service has debuted a new teaser that sets up Moraine's mission. Okay. The clip shows Rosamund Pike's character suiting up in a dimly lit room as she girds at herself for what lies ahead. She recounts a time in her history when those with power attempted to cage darkness itself. Their scheming nearly destroyed the world, but luckily, the Aes Sedai were able to piece everything back together. However, there's still one person who can undo all their efforts, and he or she is known only as Dragon. Actually, it's the Dragon, the original man who brought the breaking of the world, has just come of age in a new physical form. And though their identity is a mystery, Moiraine and her fellow travelers will stop at nothing to find them. Aside from Pike, the teaser also features Daniel Henney as Alon Mandragoran, who appears near the end of the clip, along with several other companions. The pair will travel to a variety of key locations from Robert Jordan's original novels. Luckily, their journey is guaranteed to last more than a year, as Amazon has already renewed this series for a second season. The first three episodes of The Wheel of Time will hit Amazon Prime Video on November 19th. That's 11 days from today.
Mm-hmm.
11 days from today. So get ready. We have Gail Gadot news.
Mm-hmm.
She's in talk to play a bad guy. She's in talks to play.
Oh, I remember this one. Yeah. Go ahead.
She's in talks to play the Evil Queen in Disney's live-action version of Snow White. Wonder Woman star Gal Gadot is nearly set to go from one of Warner Brothers' biggest franchises to an adaptation of Disney's first animated film. Deadline is reporting that Gadot is in final talks to play Queen Grimhilda, a.k.a. the Evil Queen, in Disney's live-action Snow White. Now, you know what's funny about that? I never knew that the Queen's name was Grimhilda until I read that. Within Disney's retelling of the Brothers Grimm's fairy tale, the Evil Queen was Snow White's stepmother after marrying the unnamed king. However, the Evil Queen was deeply jealous of Snow White's emerging beauty. Following the death of Snow White's father, the Evil Queen ordered her huntsman to murder the young girl. She also pursued Snow White after the young girl took refuge with the seven dwarves. The Evil Queen even transformed herself into an old hag in order to trick Snow White into biting a poison apple. According to Deadline's report, Gadot has been circling the role for some time. The scheduling issues were reportedly worked out this week. Rachel Zegler has already been cast as Snow White. The live-action Snow White will expand upon the animated film story and add new songs to the mix. Ben Pasek and Justin Paul will write the new music and songs following their collaboration on La La Land, The Greatest Showman, and Dear Evan Hansen. Deadline notes that the Disney higher-ups are excited with what Pasek and Paul have come up with. God damn it, go away, Walgreens pharmacy. You're closing. Holy shit. Go away. I'm setting the mood here. Deadline notes that Disney higher-ups are excited with what Pasek and Paul have come up with following early returns. Okay, Amazing Spider-Man director Mark Webb is slated to helm Snow White. It will begin production in 2022. There you go. Okay. So I was watching, Okay. And then I have some interesting Star Wars news.
That's one thing.
Okay.
I like that you get the base. You don't have to worry about the AFK.
I know, right? Yeah, but we can't be because, you know, we got to do this. Yeah. Okay. So. What is that saying? Okay, so, you remember the thing we're always talking about, Kathleen Kennedy, and she's a bitch, and why the fuck is she still with Disney?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She has like, this contract, okay? But Disney is looking for a new president for their Star Wars stuff, to be in charge of the Star Wars stuff. It could be Jon Favreau. It could be Filoni. It could even be Lucas. See, I don't think Favreau and Filoni want it because they're so busy. They're so involved with all the Star Wars projects and trying to get things back on track after Kathleen Kennedy screwed it up. No, seriously, it's like basically like, you know, after Kathleen Kennedy fucked things up, basically they described it as a series of car accidents. Like everything Rian Johnson was there for, basically he screwed things so much. Kathleen Kennedy promised him a trilogy of movies. The executives at Disney said, yeah, fuck that shit. After, what was it, The Last Jedi, they said, and a couple other things, you know, it was like, oh, hell no. No. Because here's the deal. Kathleen Kennedy ignored the fans. Favreau and Filoni were embracing the fans, acknowledging the fans. All right? It's like, yeah, the fans are what make us the money. They are the ones we're catering to. Without them, we don't have a business. They're the ones we have to make sure enjoy our product.
Yep.
Yeah, I see. I don't know what Kathleen Kennedy's like. Well, if they don't like it, they go someplace else. No, well, fuck you, Kathleen Kennedy. So here's the deal with Kathleen Kennedy now. Because, like, okay, so on the 12th, which is Friday, That is Disney Plus Day. And there's going to be a lot of information coming, a lot of news coming out. I'm going to say a lot of Star Wars information coming out about the next 2 years of stuff. Not all of it, though, because they're saving that. Yes, Clockley Penguin. Yes, there is a costume contest over there.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. So between 2022, between now and 2023, there are a lot of Star Wars things happening between comic books, novels, TV shows, movies. Star Wars is going to be on a major resurgence. And Jon Favreau, Dave Filoni are spearheading that resurgence. And basically, they want to make sure the fan base comes back after the fuck-up that Kathleen Kennedy was. Okay? So, Kathleen Kennedy in her contract says that she's doing one show, Acolytes. And in it, it says that if her show doesn't catch on with the fans at all, she is fired. And from what we're hearing about the show, bye. But her show isn't coming out till next year, till the end of towards the end of next year. And then she's gone. But in the meantime, the higher-ups are looking for a new president to head up their Star Wars stuff. I have a feeling, and I've been saying this, I've said this before, since Favreau and Filoni are so busy, he once created it. When he sold it, he handed them a 9,000-page binder, and Kathleen Kennedy just ignored it and threw the binder in a closet. If he created it and he lives and breathes, bleeds it and everything else still, and if Favreau and Filoni go to him as their creative consultant, put him back in charge of it if he knows everything about it. I'm just fucking make George Lucas the president of it, man. It's his baby. Dare I say it? I mean, fuck, if he's the one, if he wants to be in charge of it, and if the fans want him in charge of it, and if Favreau and Filoni want him, and, you know, and if they're going to the higher-ups and they're saying, hey, let Lucas do it, man. He's the man. Let's just let him do it. And if they're listening to them, and, you know, if the stars are lined up and the houses are on the right planets and, you know, I don't know about astrology, but yeah, if everything, and if the stars are all pointing, if you look up in the heavens and the stars write out, make George Lucas the president of, you know, make him the president of your Star Wars franchise, you know, then do it. Just give it to him. And then on his PS, Kathleen Kennedy fucking sucks. You know, if it's something like that, then just, you know, fuck you, Kathleen Kennedy. You know what? Yeah, just do that. And, you know, because episode 10, 11, and 12, you know, Keanu Reeves is going to be the king of the Sith. Jennifer Connelly is going to be the queen. Gal Gadot is going to be a fallen Sith, which means she's going to be a Jedi. Oh, my God. You know, it's going to be all those cool things they're going to do. You know, and that show I was talking about, The Rangers of the Republic, that's a working title right now. I don't know what they're going to call it. But basically, it's going to be about the Battle of Jakku. You saw it in the beginning of episode 7 when Rey, Daisy Ridley's character, is going through that Star Destroyer, the Imperial Star. She's raiding it for parts to sell. That's why that's on that planet that looks like Tatooine. But it's not Tatooine. But J.J. Abrams, they wanted to mirror, you know, Tatooine. So there you go. But I will have Monday, I will do my best to whatever breaking, quote unquote, breaking news they're going to have on Disney Plus Day, I will have for you guys on Monday. But in May, that's when they're going to have the Star Wars Celebration D23. Sure shit, by then, we're going to have their roadmap.
on what show's going to come out. Pretty much everything but who the president, the new president
right.
in charge. Star Wars stuff
you're
is going to
AFK again?
Yeah, I see that. Grr. So pretty much by then. I do know, like I said, a couple weeks ago we announced four new books are going to come out this summer. I'm sure she can order those. So I'm pretty much going to watch every TV show that Disney Plus is going to have. And I can't wait for those new novels. Matter of fact, I play Star Wars The Old Republic. I have like four Jedi, four Sith characters. Matter of fact, for the fun of it, I'm playing a Sith sorcerer who excels in lightning. And it's the coolest thing when you're in a bad mood just to be able to shoot lightning at a bunch of people. And just pretend, take that, Kathleen Kennedy. And people look at me and go, who's Kathleen Kennedy? Don't worry about it. She deserves this. She deserves this. Okay. Anyway, back to some more updates. here. Can we get an Old Republic show already? Yeah, I think we are, Mordecai. I think between this coming week on November 12th and D23, I think we're going to get an announcement. I do know the comic books take place during the Old Republic era. So I think between that and they are going to announce an Old Republic TV show. What was that? Morgana Billor says, probably better than a Weimar Republic show. Jesus. Okay. So let's get back to the updates. This one is about Resident Evil. It is a living nightmare in Welcome to Raccoon City trailer. So before the end of the month, November, a lot of stuff is happening, man. Evil will return to residing in theaters as Welcome to Raccoon City officially debuts. Just days after Halloween, Sony has debuted a pretty nightmarish trailer for the Resident Evil reboot. The new video briefly explains that something is rotten in Raccoon City due to the Umbrella Corps experiments. It features plenty of fresh footage full of freakish monsters. None of the local inhabitants is safe after dusk. It will be up to a fearless band of heroes to secure the city from the abnormal situation and discover the secrets hidden in a remote mansion. The official synopsis for the upcoming feature reads, returning to the origins of the massive popular Resident Evil franchise, fan and filmmaker Johannes Roberts, brings the games to life for a whole new generation of fans in Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City. Once the booming home of pharmaceutical giant Umbrella Corporation, Raccoon City is now a dying Midwestern town. The company's exodus left the city a wasteland with great evil brewing below the surface. When that evil is unleashed, a group of survivors must work together to uncover the truth behind Umbrella. Might work together. They might work together. We don't know if they're going to work together.
I don't want to.
Yeah, screw it. That's in the movie. To uncover the truth behind Umbrella and make it through the night. Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City will haunt theaters starting November 24th. You see, everything's happening this month. Okay. Gail Garcia Bernal has been cast as Marvel's Werewolf by Night for Disney Plus Halloween special. So last summer, word broke that Marvel Studios was looking for a Latino leading man to headline a Halloween special on Disney Plus. Now, The Wrap is reporting that Mexican actor Gael Garcia Bernal has been cast as Marvel's Werewolf by Night. However, it's unclear which version of the character Bernal will portray. Jack Russell, the original Werewolf by Night, was introduced in 1972 by Jerry Conway and artist Mike Ploog.
Russell's family was cursed by lycanthropy, but he was able to gain more control over his transformations. The first Werewolf by Night comic also memorably introduced Moon Knight. Additionally, Marvel introduced a second Werewolf by Night in 2020. Taboo Benjamin Jackendoff and artist Scott Eaton created Jake Gomez, a member of the Hopi Native American tribe. Gomez's family also suffers from lycanthropy, but he has less control over his inner wolf than Russell does. Bernal's previous credits include Mozart in the Jungle, Emma, and M. Night Shyamalan's Old. Bernal is also one of the leads in HBO Max's upcoming Station 11 miniseries. Marvel Studios hasn't announced a creative team for its Disney Plus Halloween special. However, it will likely begin filming in early 2022. Okay, more stuff for 2022. Okay, so Spider-Man is going to come to Marvel's Avengers later this month. Peter Parker is finally swinging into Square Enix's Marvel Universe. Back in September, the studio announced that everyone's friendly neighborhood Spider-Man would join Marvel's Avengers as the playable character by the end of the year. Now, a new blog post has confirmed a November 30 release date for the hero's long-awaited arrival as a PlayStation exclusive. Spidey will join the Avengers character roster as part of the new, quote-unquote, with great power hero event. According to its official breakdown, gamers will experience the webhead's new adventure by unlocking new challenges. Woven throughout the Avengers initiative, the story follows Peter as he discovers AIM's plot to enhance their army of synthoids using new technology, and in order to stop them, he teams up with the Avengers and forms a tentative friendship with Ms. Marvel and Black Widow, all while keeping his identity a secret. The event also promises to show Peter chafing under the pressure of working with a team. Yep. However, it doesn't say... What was that?
AFK.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, I just have another paragraph. It doesn't say whether the Avengers will invite him to join their ranks on a full-time basis. November 30 will also debut the game's first ever raid, Discordant Sound, which features the return of Claw. Following the events of War for Wakanda, Claw returns to the Vibranium Mound to destroy the country once and for all. Gamers will have the chance to finish them all for good and claim the highest end gear as a reward. Unfortunately, the battle isn't going to be a walk in the park, so they must choose their four-person team wisely. The upcoming Avengers patch will also deliver reworked systems, including a power level cap increase from 150 to 175. It will also look like players can expect a new Hawkeye nameplate challenge inspired by the highly anticipated Disney Plus series. Okay. Very good. Okay, let me take care of this really quick. Hey, where's my whole torch thing? Okay. What happened to the costume contest?
I didn't see winners. I've been looking.
I'm looking too. What the hell?
What does he do? They announce it in local? Is it only those at the statues saw it?
I haven't seen anything.
People won.
Oh, screw it.
People didn't win.
They didn't
There's
win?
Your report. People won. Some people won.
Got no winners.
Others didn't.
So, people won. People lost. And the guy said he was going to give me a list, and he didn't give me a list. So I can't tell you who won or lost. So sorry.
Send the link out because we have some people who want to listen, but they're kind of lost.
Okay. Which on
City of Heroes.
Very good. Hold on. I'm getting the link. I'm trying to get the link. I don't know what's going on here. Okay. Any specific chat channel?
I would say local.
Okay. I can do that. Here you go. How's that?
There you go. And this that's the link.
Okay, how about this? How about this?
There you go.
Oh, and DJ Texas has joined us. I didn't see him standing over there. Hello, DJ Texas. Not that he could hear me, but... Yeah, I typed it to him. Okay. So let's see. We got a few more stories. A few more? Quite a few more. Okay. We have an actual comic book story news. this one is about Excalibur 25. So, ready?
Ready.
War has come to Otherworld, and Merlin is finally getting his revenge. The former ruler of the Starlight Citadel is coming to take back his throne and oh, my God. Oh, I really wish I had my noisemaker. Typo. His throne and conqueror Otherworld. Should we conquer Otherworld? He's also looking to exterminate the mutants in Otherworld and on Earth. Betsy Braddock / Captain Britain and her team aren't going to let that happen without a fight. However, Merlin's secret weapon is the return of King Arthur himself. The once and future King of England is leading Merlin's armies, and the war is clearly not going the hero's way in Excalibur number 25. In Superhero Hype's exclusive preview for Excalibur number 25, writer Tini Howard, artist Marcus Two, revealed a strategy to save Otherworld, courtesy of Maggie Braddock. Regardless of the powers of Captain Britain and her team, the Starlight Citadel may still fall. If that happens, then Merlin wins and the multiverse loses. Here's the official description from Marvel. The one true king returns, and he's here to exterminate the witch breed. King Arthur and his army turn Otherworld into a battlefield again. Backed into a corner, Betsy Braddock makes a desperate choice that will reshape the realm and mutant kind forever. The fate of the Starlight Citadel is at stake, and if the Citadel falls, so falls all reality. You could read the full preview in our gallery below. Excalibur 25 will hit comic book stores on Wednesday, November 10th. That's in 2 days. Oh, my goodness. I know what they could do. I know how to save the day. I know what they could do. Should I tell you?
What?
There's a right. If you lift up the right panel on the throne, there's a button, and you click that button, and it drops 10 nukes. Okay. Oh, my God. It's terrible. It's terrible, I tell you. Okay. Ah, here's news. That's very cool. Netflix announces episode titles for Stranger Things Season 4. It was as of Saturday. Stranger Things. I didn't know that. Did you know this? Saturday was Stranger Things Day?
That I did not know.
You with the calendar thing, telling everybody what day it is,
I didn't check today.
On Saturday?
This past Saturday?
But it didn't. I didn't say it. It didn't say anything about it.
Ew. All right. So Saturday was Stranger Things Day. The event already premiered a brand new teaser that gave us the best look at the show's highly anticipated fourth season. However, the reveals didn't stop there. As with previous season, Netflix released a video that announced all the episode titles for Stranger Things 4. And in keeping with the show's retro and geek-friendly vibe, the titles are laden with plenty of pop culture references. The title of the season's opener, The Hellfire Club, began making the rounds a year ago. And aside from being a possible nod to the X-Men film team of the same name, it's since been confirmed that this is the name of Hawkins High School's D&D club, which is sure to count Mike, Dustin, and Lucas among its newest members. Additionally, D&D fans will most likely recognize the next title, Vecna's Curse, as another reference to the classic RPG. In the game's universe, Vecna is a powerful wizard whose ascension to godhood turned him into a skeletal undead lich. Another noteworthy title is Dear Billy, which could be a Max-centric episode that finds her reckoning with the death of her stepbrother, who sacrificed himself at the end of Stranger Things 3. The video also hints at a return to familiar territory with the massacre at Hawkins Lab. Plus, Papa essentially confirms the return of Matthew Modine as Dr. Brenner, thought killed in the season one finale. And it's also worth pointing out that, like Stranger Things 2, the new season will consist of 9 chapters. Season 1 and 3 previously featured just 8 episodes. For now, Netflix still isn't revealing Stranger Things 4's release date beyond the vague window of summer 2022. However, an official announcement might not be far away. The streamer memorably announced Stranger Things 3's 2019 premiere date on New Year's Eve in 2018. So, it's possible that the new season will follow this model as well. Okay.
And I jump, which means you probably retorch.
Yes, I need torch. Torchy, 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 torchy. Okay. I torched. What's going on here? Okay. Holy, let's go. Okay. Next, how am I doing on time? 10 minutes. All right, not going to get to everything, but this one. Vought's latest 7-on-7 teases new suits. SUPES in The Boys season 3. Now it's bad enough that Vought International has an army of dangerous soups at its disposal. But unfortunately for everyone else on The Boys, the company also has its very own news channel. And ahead of The Boys season 3's debut on Amazon Prime, the streamer has released yet another edition of Vought News Network's 7-on-7 program, with anchor and corporate stooge Cameron Coleman giving viewers the skinny on recent developments in the show's universe, all of which skew in Vought's favor. Coleman covers a lot of ground in the network's latest video. He starts out by railing against Victoria Newman, the media-craving congresswoman, whose Federal Bureau of Superhuman Affairs, or FBSA, is claiming to have decreased soup-related violence by 23%. Give me a second here. I need a drink.
All right.
Sorry about that. Naturally, this doesn't sit well with Coleman, who immediately sings the Seven's praises while lambasting Newman's virtual victory parade. Unbeknownst to him, however, Newman is a superhuman herself. And as anyone who watched The Boys season 2 finale knows, her goals look anything but lofty. Of course,
The real reason to watch these videos is to look for sneak peeks at The Boys Season 3. And Coleman's coverage includes fresh glimpses at two of the new Soup's viewers. At two of the new Soup's viewers will meet when the series returns, right? During a commercial break, the network plugs its namesake theme park, Vaultland, which features lots of seven themed attractions. But the most noteworthy highlight reveals a musical journey into super history. Dubbed Soldier Boy Ahoy, named after Jensen Ackles' WW2-era soup. The experience also includes a performance by Lori Holden's Crimson Countess, whose costume was finally revealed by Amazon last week. I missed it. Additionally, the clip gives fans another look at Sean Patrick Flannery as Gunpowder, a soup briefly seen on a TV screen in Season 1. According to Coleman, Gunpowder stewards a new junior shooter program designed to teach young children how to use firearms. Way to go. And cherish their God-given Second Amendment rights. You know, just like the Founding Fathers intended. Cameron also reveals a currently retired Gunpowder, like Soldier Boy and Crimson Countess once belonged to superhero team Payback. And Amazon still hasn't announced a premiere date for The Boys Season 3. I think it's coming out sometime next year, though. Hold on. I'm looking. Well, that sucks. I thought I had a related story. Okay, hold on. Wait. Where is it?
Lee.
Sorry about that. Oh, okay. And lo and behold. Okay, so I do, and I have that article right here. There are a few new soups coming to The Boys Season 3. All right, this is the last article. And there's a fair chance that none of them are really heroes. That's what happens when Vought International controls the superheroes' own creations. Huh? Wow, that's a bad sentence. Now,
yeah.
Amazon Prime Video. I didn't write it, folks. I just read them. Now, Amazon Prime Video has released the first look at Lori Holden in costume as Crimson Countess from The Boys' upcoming season. The Countess is largely an unknown quantity at this point. We only know that she's a Scarlet Witch parody. Aha! And that her powers include fire and heat manipulation. She also has heat vision. Okay, and there's a pic below. I'll tell you what. If you go to the Paragon Radio Facebook page, I will post these under this week's, the link for this week's show later on tonight. Holden is best known for her role as Andrea on The Walking Dead. She also had a recurring role on The X-Files as Marita Covarrubias. Additionally, her credits include The Shield, The Mist, The Majestic, and the first Silent Hill movie. Jensen Ackles is also joining the series this season as World War II hero Soldier Boy. As, you know. What's his name? The guy who created Supernatural is also working on this show. Essentially, he's the Homelander before Homelander. Other new additions to the cast include Miles Gaston Villanova as Supersonic, Sean Patrick Flannery as Gunpowder, and Nick Wexler as Blue Hawk.
Okay.
The Boys Season 3 doesn't have a premiere date. Regardless, the 2022 premiere seems like, who was that?
Holding back a sneeze.
Oh, okay. Sounded like somebody else for a second. I was like, who's doing this? Okay, regardless, the 2022 premiere date seems likely, like I said earlier. Okay. And I believe that is, I think that's all the time we have. Who's, and Pogo Spring has joined us at the end. Let's see. Yes, hey, Pogo Spring, thank you for joining us, my faithful sidekick within the shadows on City of Heroes, holding a torch with me for the end of the show.
Of course, the Sentai Super Squad, Al has removed his costume. And, of course, the Teddy Sons are all here in the WCOC studios. We're all here. And I think it is, what time? 7:56. Okay, let's wrap this show up. So I'm just going to say this. We've covered a lot tonight. And the underlying thing with the superhero shows is read those superhero books, read those comic books, watch those superhero shows, those superhero movies. Until next Monday, stay super. And please, guys, Thursday through Sunday, tune in for the extralife.org charity gaming marathon. My twitch.tv channel is twitch.tv/one word. It's one word, twitch.tv/paragonradio. It looks
and
like
we
I'm
find out the result
out.
Wednesday during my show, which is also Rain's birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, Rain. And what time is your show?
Normally 8, but it may be 7 in case how fast I'm able to do or not able to do the Stan and Lou episode. Usually goes to 11. I may extend it to give a chance for any last second.
So what time do you think we'll do the official announcement of the time?
I'll say around between 11 and 12.
Okay.
Yeah, Eastern. Yeah.
Okay. Good, because I will be on my way home after dinner from my stepsisters, and so that'll give me a chance to get home and log on, unpack, and log on to the game. So I'll have time to find out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. So, guys, just, you know, even if it's $5, a dollar, if that's how you can afford, every dollar counts. It's for the kids. It's, you know, a worthy thing. If you're waiting till this weekend, too, that is fine, too. You know, you can donate whatever. You know, if you want to wait till this weekend to donate, that's cool, too. You can donate till New Year's Eve, but I find most people, after the weekend's over, here's the deal. Extra Life Day was this past Sunday. But we have 90 seconds. You could donate, you know, I set my weekend up for this weekend because scheduling conflicts. So you could set up whenever you want to. I could set it up, you know, and I just chose to set it up for this weekend because of conflict. It doesn't mean it doesn't count. It does count. It's just that's when I'm doing it. Usually I try to set it up for the weekend they do it. Couldn't happen this year. It doesn't mean there's anything shady going on. It's just, it still counts. So just be there. Tune in for the fun. I'm doing 6 hours a day. I have 3 herniated discs in my back and a pinched nerve. I can't sit 24 hours anymore like when I first started. That's all. It just means we're spreading it out, having fun. Okay? Then I take care of my parents. They're both sick. I can't, you know, that's all. All right. So thank you all. Stay tuned for DJ Texas' show. And I will see you all Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And let's raise some money for the kids. And until then, stay super. And we're going to call the night here. And thank you, Mad Viking, for co-hosting again.
Mm-hmm.
And stay tuned for his shows this week on Dawn Radio. Embrace the Dawn. And we're out of here. Have a good night, everybody. Okay, I'm hanging up. Bye. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.